In this bulletin, Australia and Britain announce a joint plan to target the worst cyber attack offenders. The Turnbull government says North Korea's promise to stop nuclear tests must be backed up with verifiable steps. And in football, Manchester United stay on course for FA Cup glory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The worst cyber attack offenders will be targeted and disrupted under a joint Australian-United Kingdom plan to make the internet safer. The two countries also plan to respond to cyber attacks in a proportionate way, similar to the way militaries respond to physical attacks. In a joint statement, Prime Ministers Malcolm Turnbull and Theresa May say the rules-based international order must be upheld online. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says there'll be a warm welcome for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle when they visit Sydney in October for the Invictus Games. More than 500 competitors made up of sick and injured soldiers and veterans from 18 nations are expected to compete. Addressing the royals at a London reception promoting the event, Mr. Turnbull says it will be something to look forward to.
You'll receive an absolutely rapturous welcome in Sydney. We know how the power of sport is there to inspire, to motivate and to thrill, and now we see its power to heal.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she'd like to see evidence to support North Korea's announcement that it will abandon nuclear testing and abolish its nuclear test site. Speaking in London, Ms. Bishop says actions speak louder than words.
It's certainly a step in the right direction, but we have seen this in the past where North Korea makes promises but then fails to honour them. Let's hope that they will take verifiable steps to prove that they are genuine in abandoning their illegal nuclear weapons and ballistic missile testing.
International counter-terrorism efforts will be on the agenda when Defence Minister Maurice Payne visits Europe in coming days. Ms. Payne will meet with defence counterparts and attend Anzac Day ceremonies when she visits Germany and France. The Defence Minister will fly out today. She says Australia is committed to working with international partners and private organisations to disrupt and stop the funding of terrorist networks. Farmers' representatives will meet with Liberal MP Susan Lee after the former minister called for a ban on live sheep exports to the Middle East. Sonia Heidemann reports.
The meeting involving heads of the National Farmers Federation and WA Farmers follows Ms. Lay's announcement that she'll introduce a private members' bill over live sheep exports next month. WA Farmers CEO Trent Kensett-Smith says farmers want to discuss the importance of the trade to the West Australian agricultural economy and to farming businesses across the state. The meeting's set to be held in Albury on Monday. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
All aged care facilities will be required to offer the flu jab to all staff under a federal government policy to prevent a recurrence of last year's horror outbreak. More than 1,100 people died of influenza-related illnesses in 2017, the vast majority of them aged 65 or older. International chemical weapons experts have finally inspected the site of a suspected attack near Damascus, 2 weeks after it allegedly happened. The team from the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons travelled to the town of Douma and collected samples and other items. Syria and Russia, which now control Douma, deny chemical arms were used. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the use of chemical weapons is a war crime.
We really need to find a way in which accountability exists. We cannot go on living with impunity in relation to what it is clearly a war crime that should have disappeared from the face of the earth.
Former US First Lady Barbara Bush has been remembered at a funeral as a formidable but caring figure whose devotion to her family was matched only by her commitment to public service. One of her four sons, former Florida governor and 2016 presidential candidate Jeb Bush, says he learned life's greatest lessons from her.
Serve others. Treat everyone as you would want to be treated. And love your God with your heart and soul. What a blessing to have a teacher like that 24/7.
And to sport in football, Manchester United have reached the FA Cup final for a record-equalling 20th time. United beat Tottenham Hotspur 2-1, thanks to goals from Alexis Sanchez and Ander Herrera. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers a possible storm 23, Adelaide sunny 31, Melbourne partly cloudy 21, Hobart partly cloudy 21, Canberra much the same 24, Wollongong partly cloudy 23, Sydney also partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle possible shower, 23. Brisbane shower to 25. Cairns possible shower, 30. And Darwin sunny, 32. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.